The Defences. Tony remembers British troops being in Burton Bradstock from 1940. Some were in Nissen huts on both sides of the road at the village end of Anning's Lane, and the Durham Light Infantry lived in bell tents on the playing fields. The Essex Regiment was also here, but neither John nor Tony remembers there being many soldiers around until 1943. There was a gun emplacement on the brow of the hill on what is now Beach Road, manned by two or three soldiers, and a searchlight battery on what is now the National Trust car park. Soldiers were on guard duty up Bind Barrow and along Burton Cliff. The beach was covered in scaffolding, all red rust, and the boys used to climb it. John climbed up one day, and one big section swung over, trapped his finger, and cut it off. He tore a piece of canvas off one of the boats there and wrapped it round the stump to try to stop the bleeding. He found his finger, but it was crushed, so he ran home to show his mother, who promptly fainted. The stump healed well, but John got blood poisoning from the boat canvas he had used. Dragon's teeth defences were used on the beach, concrete blocks to stop tanks, and lots of barbed wire. White tape showed the edges of the minefields either side of Beach Road. Tony clearly remembers millions of tons of shingle being excavated around Cogden, with hundreds of lorries working on this. Two concrete paths were laid here in 1942, down to the beach.